Okay, let's go on to Vern, who's calling us from good old Bellevue.
Yeah, doctor, I've got a couple of questions. I talked to you last week, and I didn't get started on it very much. So I've got had a TURP operation for my prostate, and I've got bleeding, occasional bleeding, and sometimes for 2 or 3 days, and it'll stop for 2 or 3 days, and then I have incontinence along with it. You mentioned something about DMSO, I think.
Let's see, DMSO. I'm not
You mentioned
familiar.
using DMSO maybe around the genital area to stop the bleeding, I think.
I'm not thinking. Well, must have been some other contacts because I can't think of how DMSO would help stop the bleeding. What it does do is to help things to heal faster. Now, it's not a healing agent itself, but as a professor at the University of Michigan explained to us, it opens up what he called the pores in the damaged cells, allows the damaged material to come out easier, and for the body to replace it with new material. But in that, it's basically a gatekeeper. It opens up the exit and opens up the entrance so that the bad stuff can go out and the good stuff can go in. But in itself, the molecule doesn't heal.
That sounds good, though. That sounds really good. Yeah, I have a feeling that that's maybe is what's needed, as well as how about incontinence? I'm trying to use the Kegel method of trying to hold the sphincter muscle closed longer for incontinence. Do you have any help for the incontinence there for the Kegel?
Well, the Kegel is a good idea, sir. I don't want to discourage that.
Yeah.
However, I'm kind of wondering, you're how old this year, if you don't mind telling me?
Yeah, I'm 87.
Okay, and
Good health, otherwise.
do you happen to be using testosterone, and/or have you had your testosterone measured, sir?
No, I haven't testosterone measured, and it was low.
Okay, sir.
About
Well, if you
97 point, 97. I should be up to 100 and something.
They ain't no muscle that's going to work as well as it should, including the Kegel muscles. But any muscle for a guy, if his testosterone isn't adequate. Now, I'm not here saying, oh my goodness, you need overall hormone replacement therapy to make yourself last till you're 117, although that wouldn't be a bad idea.
Yeah.
But even so, time after time, when I'm working with people with incontinence trouble, if it's a guy, and his testosterone's low, and he rubs it all up and down that urethra, which for men is a little bit longer than it is for ladies.
Yeah.
But oddly enough, this works for older women too, because older women who have incontinence, their testosterone is sometimes so low you can't find the stuff. And so they rub it right into that urethra, which is kind of a short little one for ladies. That's just nature. And in both sexes, after doing that for a while, what do you know? The muscle starts to work better and holds on to stuff better.
Okay, so testosterone cream then.
Yep, you got to work with the doctor on that though, because darn
Yeah.
it, they think that if we are allowed to buy it on our own, we're going to run out and sell it on the street corner or something. So we got to have a prescription and all that.
No, my doctor has prescribed it, and I've got it, but I need to be using it more, I guess, more faithfully.
Oh, every day, just rub up and down the whole length of wherever you can find the urethra, sir. I know that's a chore, but it's necessary.
Okay, so now on the bleeding, now you suspect that the DMSO would be a possibility.
It would help it to heal. It would not do the healing itself.
Yeah,
That's the
yeah.
point.
Okay, very good. And one other question not related to this was is sleeping. I'm having trouble sleeping through the night. I usually go to bed, sleep about an hour, then I want to wake up. I wake up and usually I'll stay up for a while, then I'll go back to bed, maybe an hour or two sleep, then the same repeats again.
That'd require quite a bit more discussion, sir, but just in case, you don't happen to have blood sugar trouble, do you?
No, my blood sugar has been okay.
Good, good,
But
good.
is drinking coffee at all telegraphing to your sleep problems?
It can, so switching over to organic decaf for a while and seeing if it makes a difference, that
Oh,
can't
yeah.
hurt to try.
Yeah, that's worth a try then. Okay, I'll try then, doctor. Yeah, real good. Well, by the way, my brother-in-law used to go a few years ago. He's from Kent, Washington. He's passed with the Lord now, but his name was Dale Lewis, and he used to speak so highly of you.
Well, that's kind of you to mention that, sir.
But that's a long time ago. But his name was Dale Lewis. He was a principal in Kent, Washington, and he told me about you, and that's why I got a hold of you.
Well, I do remember the name, and thanks for bringing it up, sir.
Years
Thank
ago,
you.
yes. Well, thank you very much for your service. You've helped a lot of people that I know.
Thank you, sir.
You bet. Thank you.